Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we're going to share some engagement pictures from Annie and Zach's engagement session that we took here in Richmond.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So start off, we decided to change one of our locations, because they originally chose Monument Avenue, and that's
tumultuous.
Ooh, good word. Word of the day. Tumultuous. No. So we moved it to, Libby and Grove, which is like a cute area of shops, some great looking walls that are nice and clean. So that
it's
was fun.
It's a cute area.
It's a cute area. But
which we've never shot there before. So it was kind of fun to pick something that we've never gone to before.
Yeah, it was good. But, like, literally 5 seconds before they saw them walk up, Richmond doesn't have the flattest of walkways.
You would have done
walkways.
This anyways, Michael.
So, I kicked my flip-flop, and I broke it. So, I just went around the whole session without any shoes on. And they were fine with it, which definitely means they're our type of couple.
That's, one. First of all, that's true.
Yeah.
Second of all, it was literally, like, as they were walking up to us, Michael goes, I broke my flip-flop. So it was just the worst timing ever.
Yeah.
And a very Michael move.
Well,
sorry.
You just got to roll with the punches.
Thankfully, he grew up in Africa, and mm-hmm. going shoeless is part of the norm.
Yeah, that's right. So my feet are well calloused.
Your feet were made for this day.
This was the moment. My feet shone.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. Anyways. It just goes to show you Annie and Zach were a super laid back and just really fun couple because yeah. That was how they met us. We had never met before. They walked up and we go, Michael's going to do the shoot barefoot.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, sounds great. And so we walked around Libby and Grove there and it was beautiful. It was pretty hot.
Yeah.
But
I think they said they live nearby, so it was like an area that they'd like to go to, which is also always a great idea.
Yeah. But it was cute and I shot in the road pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was
lots
on
of cars.
Car duty.
Lots of cars were coming by and they were totally fine with it. People were really sweet,
they
actually.
They were so sweet. There was that one guy that stopped who was like, here's where the line's supposed to be because they recently repaved. So he's like, I'm just going to stay here. And all the cars behind were just, they weren't like honking or anything. They're just waiting there.
It was,
like,
it was a red light. He was like, I'll stop here so that everyone else doesn't get in your shot.
Yeah.
So that you can take a picture against this cute little wall. And so, anyways. That was a long-winded way to say that was a cute little area.
Yes.
And then they also wanted to be able to shoot at the Teapot Bridge, like down near Tredegar, and so, or Browns Island. I never know how to
Belle Isle, Browns Island, Tredegar area.
Yes. The cool bridge.
Yeah.
So we went down there and we parked. And we parked like on like the big hill leading down to the James River.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of like looked behind us and the light was just so gorgeous. Michael actually posted a sneak peek on Instagram and I think like 5 photographers messaged me immediately and said, oh my God, the light. And, and I was like, I know. And so they really wanted to shoot on the bridge and we were like, hey, can we go to this random field, behind us instead?
But it was like the way the trees were arching on the hill. I mean, you'll see the pictures that we're talking about, but it was like, we also hadn't shot there. We've been to Tredegar so many times and never gone to the top of the hill. And
the light was so dreamy.
We're going there. Whoever's next, sorry, that's where we're going.
We literally got in the car and we were like, we're going to shoot there every time now. It was really pretty. And then we finally got to the bridge. And I got to tell you, I don't know what it was. Maybe the time of day, the day it was. Coronavirus, I don't know, but that bridge was like empty.
Yeah.
I've never seen so little people on the bridge, which was really cool because usually we have to wait. I mean, and we had to do some waiting.
Yeah.
But there were like good chunks of time where I could shoot and there was no one around.
And again, people were nicer than normal. You know, like they were like waiting. They're like, oh shoot, they're taking a photo. And I'm like, just walk. It's digital. Just go. They're like creating crowds on each side of them.
Okay, it was a very nice thing. Michael's making it sound like a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all.
It was really sweet, and we got some really fun shots. And Michael actually also was able to take the drone up. And we took some pictures with the drone while they were on the bridge too, which we've never done, which was really fun.
Yeah. I think the light was just perfect. I think there was enough cloud coverage, but enough sun so that you know, normally on the bridge there, you can only shoot one way because otherwise they're going to be shot, you know, like they're going to be hit by the sun and it's a little harder to shoot, but it's just perfect. I don't know. Just look at the photos and you'll see.
And we'll end just with that. Look, just
scroll
look at the photos.
Scroll down.
I hope you enjoy a few of our favorite Tumanian sex engagement sessions.
Congrats, you guys.